This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
When you make dua directly to Allah. So it's something very special. And now, dua is something which we can do any moment like you want. Okay? What is dua? Dua is calling Allah. Literally, it means to call Allah Azza wa Jal. We can call Allah Azza wa Jal anytime we want. So literally, when you're walking, when you're lying down, when you are, you know, let's say you're at a train station, anywhere, you can make dua without even raising your hands. This is one form of dua, okay? This is without raising your hands, you know, just on the go. This is dua on the go. You can make it anytime you want. And there are reports from the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that he made dua like that, okay? A second type is are those duas that we do on special occasions. Or certain occasions. So for example, you are about to go into your house, there is a dua for the blessing of your house. Allahumma inni as'aluka khayr al-mawlid wa khayr al-makhraj and so on. And you can make a dua when you're exiting your house, you can make dua when you're getting in your vehicle, or Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make it when he used to mount the camel and so on. You can make dua when it's starting to rain, when you see the, you know, when the wind is blowing, even when you hear the cockerel making its sound, you can make a dua at that time. There are so many occasions, okay? Going in the masjid, coming out the masjid, when you're traveling, there are duas. So these are duas of occasions, okay? Again, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would just make the duas, he wouldn't raise his hands. Now there's a third one which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to do specifically. Okay, this is when he is sitting down, he's dedicated to Allah Azza wa Jal, when he has turned towards the Qibla, when he has raised his hands. Okay, he's got three different narrations of raising his hands. One is to his chest level, okay, his chest level. One is to his face level, and one is right up there till the Sahaba said that they could see the whiteness of his armpits. La ilaha